Welcome to JAWS for Windows 3.2 Installation and New Features Tape. My name is Eric Damery, and this tape is tone indexed. You can fast forward to the first beep. The table of contents follows. Table of contents for side one. Beep one. Installation of JAWS for Windows 3.2. Beep 2. Eloquence Dedicated Multilingual Software Synthesizer. Beep 3. JAWS for Windows 3.2 Help System. Beep 4. Verbosity Settings and JAWS for Windows Mute Option. And Beep 5. Configuration Manager. Table of Contents for Side 2. Beep 1, Introduction to Internet Explorer and JFW Help. Beep 2, JFW Keyboard Manager with Internet Explorer. Beep 3, Browsing the Internet and the Reformatting and List of Links feature. Beep 4, Reading Web Pages in Detail with the JAWS Cursor. Beep 5, Outlook Express with JFW 3.2. Beep 6, JFW Sentence and Paragraph Reading in Microsoft Word 8.0. And Beep 7, Contact Information for Henter Joyce. Welcome to the installation section of the JAWS for Windows 3.2 program. This portion of the tape you should be using to install JAWS for Windows, whether it is a brand new installation of the program or if you're upgrading from a previous version of JAWS for Windows. Now, to begin with, I have installed and running on my computer in Windows 95 the JAWS for Windows 3.0 product, Build 83, the last release of 3.0. And I'm going to move my focus to the taskbar.
Tab. Taskbar. PC cursor. JAWS tab. JAWS tab.
And when I press right arrow, all I'm hearing is JAWS tab. One of the first things we should do during installation is ensure that all other programs have been shut down, including any remote access programs you might have, such as PC Anywhere, or if you have virus protection programs that run in the background. We ask that you do shut those down during the installation process. Now, on this installation, I will unload JAWS for Windows, and I'm going to remove the authorization key from this computer as if this is a new installation. If you are doing an upgrade with this installation, you should leave your authorization key installed on the computer. You do not need to remove it at this point. I do recommend that you unload your previous JAWS for Windows before beginning the installation, especially if you use a software synthesizer, as the JAWS for Windows that we install will use the sound card to talk you through the installation.
Unloading JAWS. Quit JAWS for Windows dialog. Are you sure you want to quit JAWS? Quitting stops speech and unloads.
I silenced it with the control key. I'm going to press enter. It'll unload my JAWS. I will stop the tape at that point and remove my key so we can proceed with the installation. Okay, we're back on the tape now. My authorization key has been removed from the hard drive, so I am doing a clean installation. Now, in the package that you received, you will have a JAWS for Windows CD-ROM, and you may or may not have a floppy disk with it. If you do have a floppy disk, it is a new installation authorization disk, or it may be an upgrade update disk if we have not already put your serial number onto our CD. So regardless, all you need to begin is the CD. Please take that out, open your CD drive, place the disk in, and shut the CD. I've done that now, and it'll take about 10 or 15 seconds for the auto start to begin, and we'll hear some WAV files come up and start the installation procedure.
JAWS for Windows Setup Dialog. Please make sure that all applications, including screen readers and magnification programs, are shut down before continuing with this installation. Press the Enter key to continue with the installation, or press the Escape key to cancel.
We're going to press Enter to continue with the installation. However, if you were to press the Escape key at this point, you would exit the installation. At that time, you could go through Windows Explorer to view the contents of the CD-ROM. I'd recommend that if you do this, please view the readme.txt file found on the CD-ROM for an explanation of the contents. Let's press the Enter key to continue. Now, one of the first parts of the installation is a feature called Dr. Jaws, which is going to go in and examine the system for us and test different video things and make sure everything is going
to
run okay.
Welcome to Jaws for Windows. Please relax while Dr. Jaws examines your system. This may take a couple of minutes.
Dr. Jaws, edit. Dr. Jaws is diagnosing your system. Dr. Jaws has found a Cirrus Logic 5429/30/34/36 card. This card has not been tested by hand or dash joist to guarantee compatibility with Jaws. However, Dr. Jaws will continue to examine your system for settings that are not specific to a particular card. Testing, please wait. The test is completed. Dr. Jaws did not find anything to indicate that Jaws will have trouble running on your system. Please wait, JFW. JFW version 3.2 installation dialog. The automatic install will install Jaws for Windows and the Eloquent software synthesizer set to American English. No Braille options will be selected and the merge program will not be run. If you have additional synthesizers or Braille displays or desire other options, choose the custom install. Use the arrow keys to select an item and then press Enter. Installation type colon list box automatic install 1 of 2.
Okay, so after Dr. Jaws was completed, and during the process of it, you notice that this card was not recognized. We purposely are using a card during our installation to show you that that isn't a big issue. If it doesn't recognize your card, it'll still check certain things and should come up and work just fine for you. Now, if this is a brand new computer installation, if you've never put Jaws for Windows on your computer before, and if you don't own any other synthesizers or Braille displays, the automatic installation should do just fine for you. You can just press Enter, let the automatic install take care of it from here. If you are doing an installation onto a computer where you previously had installed Jaws for Windows, and you have an additional synthesizer other than the Eloquence that we are providing that you would like to install for as well, or if you have a Braille display and you're going to install for the Braille display, we'll choose the custom install, and I'll go through the custom install with you at this time. So I'll press the down arrow.
Custom install.
And press Enter.
Enter. JFW version 3.2 installation dialog. On which disk drive do you wish to install JFW? List box. Drive C colon 1 of 5.
Okay, it recognizes that I'm on a network and it sees 5 drives and it puts them all in my list box. You may only have one drive in your list box. I'm on drive C and that's where I'm going to install it. So I press Enter.
Enter. Now, please specify the destination directory where the JFW system will be installed. Please use only 8 characters or less and no punctuation symbols or spaces. Press the Enter key to name the directory /JFW32 or edit the directory below using the arrow delete letter and number keys. Edit /JFW32.
Okay, the default directory we would like you to install JFW 3.2. is JFW32. Just press Enter to accept it.
Enter.
Eloquence is the software synthesizer that is included with JAWS for Windows. If you do not choose it, the install program will automatically add it. If you are installing a DuckDuck Express and wish to continue using your DOS screen reader, choose the DuckDuck PC/Express and be certain to use your digital driver as supplied with your DuckDuck Express. If you are installing for a Keynote hardware synthesizer, be sure to use the Keynote hardware/SSIL choice. Please note that parallel devices cannot be used with Windows NT. OK button.
A lot of information in there, but basically we're letting you know that we're going to install for Eloquence whether you choose it or not. You do not have to use it, but it will be there. I'm going to press Enter.
Enter. Please select a synthesizer to add or select quote no more quote to continue with the install. The first synthesizer you choose will become the default synthesizer. List box no more 1 of 22.
Okay, you're in a list box with 21 synthesizers plus a choice called no more, which is the first choice. Now, it said that the first one you choose will become your default synthesizer. This can be changed after you've installed JAWS for Windows through the Configuration Manager. I will choose Eloquence for JFW as my default synthesizer. So when I start JAWS for Windows, that will be the synthesizer that runs. I press E for Eloquence.
E, Eloquence for JFW left paren WinNT or 95 right paren.
Also notice it mentions WinNT or 95. Certain synthesizers have drivers that will run in the Windows NT 4.0 environment, and if you are running in Windows NT, be sure that it indicates that it will work before you choose it. So Eloquence is good for both. Also for Windows 98, if it does work in 95, you will find Windows 98 to be just fine as well. I press Enter.
Enter. Please select a synthesizer.
Okay, I press the Control key. We land right back in the same dialog on No More. You can choose as many synthesizers out of the list as you would like. It will put them in a list box in the JAWS window that we'll see once JAWS for Windows is installed. I've got two other synthesizers on this computer. One is the DeckTalk Access 32. If I press the letter D.
D, DeckTalk Access 32 software left paren WinNT or 95 right paren.
And I'll press Enter to accept.
Enter. Please select a
And I hit the Control key to silence speech on the dialog as I came right back to the same point. And I'll hit D twice now to go to the second DeckTalk choice, as I also have a DeckTalk Express external.
D, DeckTalk Express left paren WinNT or 95 right paren.
And I press Enter.
Enter. Which COM port would you like to use? List box, COM 1, 1 of 4.
Now, because I chose an external synthesizer, it, before going back to the other dialog box, wants to know what COM port I want to use. And on this computer, I happen to have the DeckTalk Express connected to COM port 2, so I'm going to move down.
COM 2.
Once with the down arrow to COM 2 and press Enter.
Enter. Please select a synthesizer to add or select quote no more quote to.
Okay, now I hit the Control key one more time, and I am sitting on the choice no more.
No more.
I did a say line, insert up arrow, and it says no more. That's what I want, so I'll press Enter, and it'll move on to the next section of the installation.
Enter. American English will be installed as the default language. Please select additional languages to use with Eloquence, or select quote no more quote to continue the install. List box, no more, 1 of 8.
Now, the Eloquence for JAWS for Windows is a dedicated JAWS for Windows 3.2 or greater synthesizer. And on the CD, we include 7 languages with this product. You do not need to choose any other languages other than American English, and you can do that by pressing Enter here. You can also choose the individual languages you want to install for, or select them all by choosing All Languages.
All languages.
It is the first choice on the list. If you down arrow, you can go through and see the various languages available and just choose certain ones. I'm going to choose all languages by pressing Enter.
Enter. Please note when selecting Braille devices that parallel devices cannot be used with Windows NT. Only serial devices work with Windows NT. Windows 95 can use serial or parallel devices. OK button.
All right, so this is just a warning message for those of you running in the Windows NT 4.0 environment. You will find that there are some limitations as to how you can connect your Braille displays, so take note of that. Windows NT must run in serial with your Braille displays. I'll press Enter here.
Enter. Please select a Braille device to add or select quote no more quote to continue with the install. The first Braille device you choose will become the default Braille device. List box no more 1 of 13.
Okay, Braille displays you will find install the same way your synthesizers do. You have a list box here. You can go through, select as many of the Braille displays as you want. You will get messages in between the choices to ask you what COM ports, things like that. When you're done selecting your Braille display or displays, choose No More to continue. Now, I'm not running with a Braille display, so I'll press Enter here on No More.
Enter. You picked the following options, JFW directory equals C:\JFW32. You are installing 3 synthesizers. You are installing 0 Braille displays. Are these options correct? List box, yes, 1 of 2.
Okay, my options are correct. The other choice in this list box is no. Let me change them. So if you feel that you have made a mistake, you can go back and make those changes now. I'll press Enter to continue.
Enter. A link to a previously installed version of JFW has been found. Do you want to run the merge utility to preserve your existing config, dictionary, and graphic files entries? List box, yes, 1 of 2.
Now, if you're doing a brand new installation onto a computer with JAWS for Windows, or you're installing an upgrade and had deleted your previous JAWS for Windows, this message box may not appear. What we're looking for is a previously installed JAWS for Windows. You may have set up a dictionary rule, or labeled some graphics, or made changes to your configuration file, and we will update this version to accept those changes that you had made. If you choose yes here, choosing no, simply tell JAWS for Windows to install with all the default settings. Well, I'll choose yes and let it run the merge program.
Enter. JFW version 3.2. Now installing files. Please wait.
We get the dialog boxes for now installing files, and it's
JFW.
I hit the control key
now
to silence
installing
it there.
Files, please wait. Now installing files, please wait. JFW version 3.0.
I press the control key. You should hear your computer doing some work at this point. I can hear mine. You may not pick it up on the tape.
Installation dialog. To view the latest changes to JAWS, use the view readme.txt icon in the JFW32 program group. This portion of the JAWS for Windows install is successfully completed. Next, the installed JFW will start, and if necessary, prompt you for further actions. Press Enter to start JFW. OK button.
OK, during this installation, we have been using a JAWS for Windows program to deliver the information to you from the dialog boxes, and you could actually move the JAWS cursor around the screen if you're already familiar with the JAWS commands to review these dialogs in detail. At this point in the installation, we are going to shut down that version of JAWS, and we're going to start up the version you just installed with the synthesizer and Braille displays that you chose during your installation. So I'll press Enter here.
JAWS for Windows is ready. For screen-sensitive help, press Insert plus F1. For JAWS help keys or help in dialog boxes, press Insert plus H. For a summary of Windows shortcut keys, press Insert plus W. Explorer cannot speak in restricted mode. Enter dash Joyce Authorization Manager. Enter dash Joyce Authorization Manager dialog. If you have an authorization disk, comma, insert it now and select OK, period. If you do not have your authorization disk, comma, you may select cancel now to exit the authorization manager, period. Warning: canceling out of this dialog will most likely result in JAWS not being authorized to run, period. OK button.
Okay, if you were installing an upgrade and you didn't get an update disk, you probably didn't get this message, and your JAWS for Windows just started up and you're ready to go. However, I had deleted the key on my computer to demonstrate a brand new installation, so now it's asking me for my authorization disk. So I take out my authorization disk from the package and I'll put it in the 3.5-inch drive and I'll press Enter.
Enter.
And I hear the 3.5-inch drive turning around, and it's going to put my authorization key onto the computer to allow JAWS for Windows to run on the system. Now this will just take a couple of minutes, and you will hear your 3.5-inch drive spinning during the time. We'll stop the tape in the interest of time and start it back up right before the authorization completes, so you'll hear JAWS speaking.
Enter-Joyce Authorization Manager Dialog. The authorization manager is completed, comma, and JAWS reports that authorization is properly installed, period. Press Enter to continue, period. OK button.
All right. The authorization is in. I'll press Enter.
C:\Start Menu\Programs\JFW32. List view. Not selected. 1 of 6.
Okay, I landed in a dialog box. Before I continue, I'm going to remove my authorization disk from the 3.5-inch drive, and you can put that away. Keep it in a safe place. You will want to use that authorization disk if you install to another computer. In this list view that I've landed in, one of the choices is view readme.txt. If I hit the letter V,
view readme.txt.
I land right on the readme.txt file. And I suggest you want to go into this and just go through some of the notes for the 3.2 upgrade. At this point, if you have not ever run JAWS for Windows before, we recommend that you remove this tape and go back to the JAWS for Windows basic training tape number 1 and start with that basic training tape. We'll go through and teach you some of the things you'll need to know to see some of the more advanced features. When you're completed, move on to this training tape at the end and pick up, and you'll find some of the other features that are included in this version beyond the 3.0 product. In this section, we're going to talk about the JAWS for Windows dedicated synthesizer, Eloquence. Eloquence software synthesizer ships with JAWS for Windows 3.2. It is on the CD. It does not work with earlier versions of JAWS for Windows, however. When you install the JAWS for Windows, had you done an auto install, you would have heard JAWS for Windows speaking, provided you have a sound card in your system during the installation, and you received Eloquence as a default synthesizer with American English loaded. If you choose to do a custom installation, you had the opportunity to choose Eloquence as your default, or we just installed it for you, and you had the opportunity to choose additional languages. It comes with 7 total, American English and 6 others, that we're going to go in and look at now and see how to change and try those out. You do have the ability to choose all or any of the other languages during installation. So, to change languages, I want to bring up the JAWS window. I do have JAWS running now, and I am using Eloquence, so I do an Insert J.
JAWS.
And I'll do an Alt-L to go to the language menu.
Alt-L, menu active, language, JAWS language, submenu, grade.
Now, this said JAWS language, and it's grade. So, we're going to change the synthesizer language, not the JAWS language. JAWS for Windows is available, has been translated, and is distributed in some other countries. And the menus and the help screens and so forth are all translated. But that's not what we're going to look at. We're just going to tell the synthesizer to speak a different language in the event that we were taking a language course in school and they had text on the computer written in that language. We could switch the synthesizer so it'll speak it correctly. That's what we're looking at. So I'll hit a down arrow.
Synthesizer language submenu.
This is the one we're going to go in and look at. The next item on this list is change synthesizer. So if you've installed for a couple of synthesizers and you're not running Eloquence now and you wish to switch to Eloquence to try this, go down to change synthesizer, open it up, move to Eloquence and press enter, and you should start hearing Eloquence. Then come back into the language menu, come to Synthesizer, and open the Synthesizer language with a right arrow.
Menu, American English.
Okay, and the other languages are on the choice. We'll just go down through the list.
British English, Castilian Spanish, Latin American Spanish, French, German, Italian, American English checked.
And I landed back on American English. And it said as I landed back on it, American English checked, indicating that's the one that has that is being used at the moment. Let's move to British English and press Enter.
British English.
When I press Enter, the menus will change and I'll land back in the JAWS window.
Enter. Leaving menus, JAWS.
And now we get the eloquent speaking with a British voice.
Menu bar, file.
I hit the Alt key and I can move across.
Voices, utilities, language.
Down arrow.
Menu active, JAWS language submenu grade. Synthesizer language submenu.
And I'll open this.
Menu, American English.
And let's switch it to
Castilian Spanish, Latin American Spanish.
I'll switch it to Spanish.
Enter. Leale menus, corta doble vez. Menu bar, file.
I hit the Alt key, went to the menu bar, it said file.
Voices, utilities, lenguaje. Menu active, corta doble vez, lenguaje submenu real.
A little difficult to understand some of this, so be careful when you change languages. The keystrokes to go back would be in the JAWS window, Alt-L for language, down arrow twice to synthesizer language.
Synthesizer language submenu.
Open it with a right arrow.
Menu, American English.
And choose the language you want. So that's how you switch languages and take advantage of this. So again, if you're on the internet, for instance, and you are bilingual and you ran across a web page maybe that was written in Italian or German, and you wanted to have JAWS for Windows, more importantly, the eloquent synthesizer, read it correctly to you, you can come into the JAWS window, switch to the language, go right back to the web page, and you'll get it read correctly. I'll press Enter here on American English to go back.
Enter, leaving menus, JAWS.
In this section, we're going to talk about JAWS for Windows 3.2 Help System. In the 3.0 product, the Help System was also there, and much of the content was the same. However, there are changes in the 3.2 version, and the Help System has been changed to a degree. So we've got some new books and new topics, and it would be wise for you to go through the Help if this is an upgrade package. And if it's a new product and you're going back into the basic training tapes, when we talk about the Help System, you may notice some changes. Don't worry about it. Go with what's in the product. That's what's supposed to be there for 3.2. Now, I'm going to take you in and just show you how to get to the Help System. It's important that you read through these subjects. I've got JAWS for Windows running. I'm going to Alt-Tab and move my focus to the JAWS window.
Alt-Tab, JAWS.
And I'll do an Alt-H for the Help menu.
Alt-H, menu active, Help JFW, Help Topics, F1.
Now, one of the first things that I think is important to read is the What's New section. If you move down,
Quick Reference, What's New,
and press Enter here.
Enter. JAWS for Windows 3.2 Help, What's New in JFW 3.2. This section describes the latest additions to the JAWS for Windows version 3.2 product. While viewing the online help, you can also see the list of technical features that were introduced in version 3.0. What's New with JAWS for Windows version 3.2. Dedicated Software Speech Synthesizer, JAWS.
I silenced it there. It would be good for you to read through this if the file's not too long, but it does cover most of the new features. Many of these things we'll be talking about on this tape. Some of the things we may not be mentioning, so it would be wise for you to read through this section. Okay, I'll press Escape to leave this.
JAWS.
And I land right back in the JAWS window. I'm going to go back into the Help menu one more time, Alt-H.
Alt-H, menu active, Help JFW, Help Topics, F1.
Okay, we'll go into Help Topics. Now, this is the same place you'd land if you had just pressed the Windows F1, function F1 key.
Enter
while in the JAWS
menus.
Window.
JAWS for Windows 3.2 help. Help topics, contents, dialog, contents page. Click a book and then click open or click another tab such as index, tree view, book. Welcome to JAWS for Windows closed.
Okay, so we're in a tree view of books and topics. Again, this is very similar to Windows Explorer in the tree view where you have folders. And you can open up a folder, and below that, you'll find subdirectories or other folders. We'll just move down through here.
Book getting started closed. Book JFW basics closed. Book Windows and applications closed.
We'll look at Windows and applications later in the tape when we get to IE, and we'll go in and see how there's application-specific help.
Book advanced tools closed.
Advanced tools. Press a right arrow here.
Advanced tools. Book exploring the JFW utilities closed. Book using JFW with Braille closed.
Using JFW with Braille. JAWS for Windows supports quite a few Braille displays, and there's information in here on the individual displays. If we open this book,
using JFW with Braille. Topic JFW and Braille.
Okay, the first topic under this book is JFW and Braille. So this is an overview of how JFW uses Braille. And below this topic, you'll find topics on the different Braille displays, including ALVA, Braille Light, Braille Window, HandyTech, Power Braille, and the Rabbit 40. I'll press Escape, and we'll leave the help system. I do encourage you to go through the different components of the product.
JAWS.
Another new feature for JAWS for Windows 3.2 is an Adjust Verbosity dialog box. And if you do an Insert V, as in Victor or Verbosity.
Adjust JAWS Verbosity dialog. List box. User Verbosity. 1 of 7.
In earlier versions of JAWS for Windows, doing the Insert V keystroke would just toggle verbosity between beginner, intermediate, and advanced levels. Now, you land in a list box which contains 7 items. Do an Insert F1, get information, get feedback on what this list box is and how to make adjustments. I'm going to walk you through and do a couple of them. First of all, we have verbosity. Hit the space bar.
Space, intermediate level, space, advanced level, space, beginner level.
And it toggles through the different items. Now, I'm going to move down this list. Let's see what other settings we have.
Graphics verbosity, ANSI character verbosity, Braille verbosity, screen echo, typing echo.
Moving down the list,
mute synthesizer.
The last item is called mute synthesizer. This is a brand new feature added into the 3.2 product, which gives us the ability to tell JAWS for Windows to have the synthesizer stop speaking, whether it be a hardware synthesizer or a software synthesizer. By hitting the space bar here,
space, mute on.
We've turned mute on. So now, if we hit keystrokes, we won't actually hear anything. JAWS is still loaded and running. We can still get Braille output, but we're not going to send anything to the synthesizer. This will be extremely useful for people if they're using a sound card as their synthesizer with Eloquence. They can be on the internet. They could go into something that maybe will play real audio or a wave file. They'll be able to bring up this dialog, mute their synthesizer, press enter, which closes that dialog box, and you'll land right back in the internet, maybe on the real audio player, and begin to play the real audio. Once mute has been turned on, there are a couple of ways to turn mute back off. First of all, once you've toggled it on and pressed Enter, it closed the dialog and it landed you in the application of focus that you were in when you went into the dialog. If you, at this point, do an Insert V at any time, you won't get the dialog box back. It'll toggle mute back off so you have speech. The second way of turning it off, if you are running more than one program, let's say you were running a real audio program, you've also got JAWS for Windows loaded, and by doing an Alt-Tab, you will change focus to another window, and that will also turn off the mute. In this section, we're going to talk briefly about the JAWS for Windows 3.2 Configuration Manager. The Configuration Manager has been in the product for a while now, but we've made some changes, and I'm going to just highlight a couple of those changes in this new version. Now, to begin with, in order to run one of the JAWS managers, be it configuration, dictionary, frame, whichever one you want, you don't have to know a different keystroke for each. Just do an insert F2, the function key F2, while insert's depressed.
Run JAWS Manager dialog, list box, configuration manager, 1 of 7.
Okay, so all your managers are available to you right here. You can hit the first letter, for instance, if you wanted the keyboard manager.
K, keyboard manager.
And then you'd press enter. But we're going to go right to configuration manager, so I'll hit a C to go back.
C, configuration manager.
And press enter.
Enter, JAWS, jfw.jcf, JAWS configuration manager.
Okay, JAWS for Windows recognized what application window had focus when I launched it, which was the JAWS window, so it loaded the jfw.jcf, JAWS configuration file, in the configuration manager. If I want to make a change and only want it specific to the JAWS window, then I can make the change right now and save it, and then that rule will not apply in other places. If I'd like to put it into the default file so it'll apply everywhere, I can go to the file menu,
Alt F, menu active, file new, control plus N,
and move down to the open default file,
open dot dot dot, save control plus S, save as, open default file, control plus shift plus D,
choose this and it will load,
enter, leaving menus, default.jcf, JAWS configuration manager.
So now my rule will apply everywhere. One other thing, there are some features in JAWS for Windows that can be changed in the configuration manager, but they can only be changed in the default file. So these items will be grayed out if you land in a dialog box and you don't have the default file loaded. So we'll have the default file up now, and we're going to go in first and look at the synthesizer options dialog box. So going to the menu bar, you want the set options choice. Alt S is the hotkey to open that menu.
Alt S, menu active, set options, user options, dot dot dot.
Now you can down arrow through the list or press an up arrow, as synthesizer options is the last item and we'll go right there.
Synthesizer options, dot dot dot.
I'll press enter to go to the dialog.
Enter, leaving menus, synthesizer options dialog, default synthesizer combo box, Eloquent software.
Okay, if you've installed JAWS for Windows for more than one synthesizer, the first synthesizer you chose during installation is your default. If you'd like to change that default synthesizer, you do it here. Note that you will have to have default JCF loaded in order to make this change. You will not land on this control otherwise. Hit the tab key.
Tab, Eloquent software, punctuation combo box, sum.
This gives me an opportunity to change my punctuation level specific to not only the synthesizer, but also the application. So if you wanted to have all punctuation spoken in one application, but maybe only some punctuation in another, you could make individual application changes right here. I'll press escape without making any changes.
Default.jcf JAWS configuration manager.
And I want to go back in the menu and show you one other section. Alt S.
Alt S, menu active, set options, user options, dot dot dot.
And I'll move up this time twice to get to Braille options.
Synthesizer options, Braille options, dot dot dot.
Press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, Braille options dialog, default Braille display combo box.
Okay, I don't have an item with focus because when I did my installation on this computer, I did not install for a Braille display. You can choose multiple Braille displays during the installation and change it just like you do synthesizer right here. Again, you must have the default file loaded in order to land on this control when you come in. There's another feature in here I wanted to point out. It's called Show Braille Load Error. If you start tabbing through, you'll find this checkbox called Show Braille Load Error.
Tab, Translation Table Combo Box.
It's quite a ways in. I'll hit the tab key a few times.
Tab, Show Braille Load Error Checkbox Checked.
There it is. It's checked. This is by default. What this means is if you do install for a Braille display and then for some reason you turn on your computer and your Braille display is either not hooked up at the time or it's turned off, you'll get an error message that actually does not speak when JAWS tries to run that says it can't load the Braille display. If you have a computer that sometimes you use with Braille and sometimes you don't, install JAWS for Windows for Braille, come in here and uncheck this so that you won't get that error message. If the Braille display is there, JAWS knows it and it'll run. If it's not, it won't warn you. This is the end of side one. Please fast forward the tape and flip it over for side two.